Oh, Megan, hey, it's Mel. Just saw your email. Yeah, so for the early November's JC Investments, Chris Gomes, that's a go. He said to send him the invoice, not bank. Secondly, Syed, he's got two. And if you could leave me the paperwork, I know Core needs it, and then the invoices. So one is obviously 1510 Alston. We need to get the Core paperwork. I can get that in the invoice. I'm going to try to squeeze them in tonight. Worst case scenario, I'll squeeze them tomorrow. And then there's the other one in Ashland. I think it's 1514 or 1524 Ashland. It came up about the 23rd. That's with Seneca. So I didn't want to make sure that those are both flipped and billed. And then the invoices and the PW, I think we definitely need PW for Core ASAP on that. But those will be bound for October. And then lastly, JC's good, that one. Mike Silver for November 3rd is a go, and I think that's a bank pay, so that's good. And then the only Mike Silver, we're trying to figure out is 11-6 coming up in 2 days, and that is that's the challenge. We got to get the bank accounts that the loan is. If not, we're going to go the 3.6. It is agreed value and everything. It's only 12,000 square feet, so that's over 300. I know your CoreLogic, they run a little high. It's like 4 million, and Lottie's got 4.7, and Lottie says replacement's only 3. So we're at 3, 3.6, 4, 4.7, right? Who's going to win in this battle? Thanks. Bye. But yeah, if you want to leave that stuff for me, that's great.